This is Zareen Caldwell welcoming you to the Soul Salons, exploring our spiritual heritage. I was on a work trip this past summer and I stopped to visit an exhibit titled Our Universes at the National Museum of the American Indian in Washington, D.C. This exhibit, notes the Smithsonian website, focuses on indigenous cosmologies, or worldviews and philosophies related to the creation and order of the universe, and the spiritual relationship between humankind and the natural world. The exhibit highlights several different North American tribes and a few from South America. Given my interest in all things spiritual, I really like this display and have gone there a couple of times on work trips. I've wanted to feature an episode of the Soul Salons on American Indian spirituality for a while now. I was raised in Alaska, actually, and because of that experience, I have a great affinity for indigenous belief systems, not least because they are closely linked to the sacredness of the land. Growing up, my father always said that his mother, or our grandmother, was Native American heritage, or had Native American heritage, from the Blackfoot tribe in the Montana area. But later in life, I did a DNA test and found out that I was 99.9% European, or something to that effect. So, clearly not a drop of Native American blood. Understandably, indigenous communities aren't keen on white people like me or other outsiders interpreting their traditions. That makes perfect sense. But with the rich heritage of American Indian spiritual traditions, I would feel very remiss if I did not include this critical perspective in the Soul Salons. So I've done my best to collect some stories and prayers. To keep this presentation manageable, I've decided today to focus on Lakota beliefs. The Lakota, once known as Lakota Sioux, are better known today as Plains Indians, and there are seven bands of the Lakota tribe. They have largely been based in North and South Dakota, but there are also communities in Nebraska, Minnesota, and parts of Canada, as I understand it. Lakota spiritual traditions, notes the Encyclopedia of Religion, are, quote, fully integrated into a rhythm of life that includes all aspects and patterns of the universe. At the center of this rhythm is Wakan Tanka, sometimes translated as Great Spirit or Great Mystery, unquote. Something called the Seven Sacred Rites is the basis of Lakota spirituality, and these rites came to the people via a visit from the white buffalo calf woman. I love the fact that this guide was a woman, and that's part of why I am doing this episode. There are far too few women spiritual leaders, as I've mentioned multiple times before. Anyway, the story goes as follows. About 19 generations ago, and during a period of starvation, two young men were selected by a tribal council to go in search of buffalo or other game. At some point, a young maiden started advancing towards them over a hill. She gave them very specific instructions to return to the camp and to prepare, with the chief, a special lodge to which she would return the next day to give the tribe an important message. One of the young men had a great deal of lust in his heart for this maiden, and he approached her only to be covered by a mist and turned to bones. Needless to say, the other young man did as he was told and went back to the tribe to deliver the message. The maiden came the next day. She instructed the tribe about living in balance with nature and taught them how to practice seven sacred rites. She also brought them a sacred pipe, noting that the smoke from this pipe would carry their prayers to the Great Spirit. The pipe was also a symbol of peace and brotherhood. When she left the camp, the maiden turned into a white buffalo calf. The white buffalo, showing up in this world very rarely, are considered sacred to American Indians. In today's Soul Salons, I am sharing the story of the white buffalo calf woman, an American Indian story that is largely based on an oral tradition. However, some of this oral tradition was later expressed in songs and or written down. There's a 500-plus page work compiled in the early 1900s called Teton Sioux Music. It has what I consider to be more authentic text on these traditions. Some insights on what white buffalo calf woman said were given by an American Indian named Lone Man as follows. My relatives, brothers and sisters, Wakan Tanka has looked down and smiles upon us this day because we have met as belonging to one family, she said. I am proud to become a member of your family, a sister to you all. The son is your grandfather, and he is the same to me. Your tribe has the distinction of being always very faithful to promises and of possessing great respect and reverence towards sacred things. One of White Buffalo Calf Woman's primary teachings was the relatedness of all things. This connectedness, living as belonging to one family, being faithful to promises, and leading pure lives were all teachings conveyed by this supernatural being. Spiritual renewal, she said, could come about through performing 7 sacred rites, including, for example, purifying oneself in a sweat lodge, going on a fast and vision quest, practicing devotions related to the departed, and participating in a sun dance. In a book published in 1953 called The Sacred Pipe, Black Elk's account of the 7 rites of the Oglala Sioux, Black Elk, who was a Lakota holy man, conveys some further messages from the White Buffalo Calf Woman. With this sacred pipe, you will walk upon the earth, for the earth is your grandmother and mother, and she is sacred. Every step that is taken upon her should be as a prayer. The bowl of this pipe is of red stone. It is the earth. Carved in the stone and facing the center is this buffalo calf, who represents the 4-leggeds who live upon your mother. The stem of the pipe is of wood, and this represents all that grows upon the earth. And these 12 feathers which hang here are from the spotted eagle, and they represent the eagle and all the winged ones of the air. All these people and all the things of the universe are joined to you who smoke the pipe. All send their voices to Wonkan Tonka, the Great Spirit. Today in the Soul Salons, I am reviewing some of the stories and teachings of the Lakota tribes. The idea that life is a sacred circle in which all things are connected is a key principle. Black Elk said, quote, "We regard all created beings as sacred and important, for everything has a wochangi, or influence, which can be given to us, and through which we may gain a little more understanding if we are attentive. We should understand well that all things are the works of the Great Spirit. We should know that He is within all things, the trees, the grasses, the rivers, the mountains, and all the 4-legged animals, and the winged peoples. And even more important, we should understand that He is also above all these things and peoples." Unquote. Luther Standing Bear was another Lakota leader that I came across in my research. He said something similar about Lakota life ways. "Everything was possessed of personality," he said, "only differing with us in form. Knowledge was inherent in all things. The world was a library, and its books were the stones, leaves, grass, brooks, and the birds and animals that shared, alike with us, the storms and blessings of earth. We learned to do what only the student of nature ever learns, and that was to feel beauty." Luther Standing Bear passed away in the late 1930s, but he was an advocate for the preservation of Lakota heritage and sovereignty. His book, Land of the Spotted Eagle, from which I just quoted, is largely about family and social customs, but some spiritual practices are mentioned too, such as the importance of the 4 directions. In the Lakota tradition, each of the 4 directions, east, south, west, and north, is linked with a color, an animal, and a stage of life. East is yellow, associated with the eagle, and represents birth and newness. South is white, associated with the wolf, and represents growth and the life of all things. West is black, associated with the bear, and represents the setting sun. North is red, associated with the white buffalo, and represents the end of life and cleansing. So speaking of endings, I'm going to close this episode with something I found online called the Lakota 4 Directions Prayer. In the several months that I've been doing work on the Soul Salons, this was one of the more inspiring things that I came across. It's about 2 minutes long, but I think it's worth it. I hope it touches your heart as much as it did mine. I'm going to play a song called Desert Flight in the background by an artist, Randy Armstrong, whose work I also feature in my series introduction. So here we go. I hope you enjoy it. Creator, it is I. Thank you for today's sunrise, for the breath and life within me, and for all of your creations. Creator, hear my prayer and honor my prayer. As the day begins with the rising sun, I ask, Spirit Keeper of the East, Brother Eagle, be with me. Fly high as you carry my prayers to the Creator. May I have eyes as sharp as yours so I am able to see truth and hope on the path I have chosen. Guide my step and give me courage to walk the circle of my life with honesty and dignity. Spirit Keeper of the South, Wolf, be with me. Help me to remember to love and feel compassion for all mankind. Help me to walk my path with joy and love for myself, for others, for the four-legged, the winged ones, the plants and all creation upon Mother Earth. Show me it is right for me to make decisions with my heart, even if at times my heart becomes hurt. Help me to grow and nurture my self-worth in all ways. Spirit Keeper of the West, Brown Bear, be with me. Bring healing to the people I love and to myself. Bring into balance the physical, mental, and spiritual, so I'm able to know my place on this earth, in life and in death. Heal my body, heal my mind, and bring light, joy, and awareness to my spirit. Spirit Keeper of the North, White Buffalo, be with me. As each day passes, help me to surrender with grace the things of my youth. Help me to listen to the quiet and find serenity and comfort in the silences as they become longer. Give me wisdom so I am able to make wise choices in all things which are put in front of me. And when time for my change of worlds has come, let me go peacefully without regrets for the things I neglected to do as I walked along my path. Mother Earth, thank you for your beauty and for all you have given me. Remind me never to take from you more than I need, and remind me to always give back more than I take.